This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1591, a more confident way to check your understanding in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Understanding is a two-way street. Today, get new and high-level ways to make sure you understand what you're hearing and further the conversation in a smart way.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
Oh my gosh, I've been busy lately. I've been traveling, lots of things going on, but life is good. No complaints.
Good. Yes, me too. I've been with some family, so that's been good. But it's like interesting getting back into traveling, like getting used to that again.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing about getting back into it? What are you experiencing when it comes to traveling?
Well, I'm really just driving, so I haven't been on a flight like you, but you know, getting back into the swing of things. I don't know. How about you?
Yeah, you know, the movement. I don't know what it is. Something about physical movement, moving around the country, around the world, really invigorates me. It makes me feel like, I don't know, it's just so refreshing. I love it. So I know that, you know, we can't quite travel all over the world at this point, but we could travel within our own country a little bit. And, you know, in a couple of weeks, I'm planning to take a trip to Arkansas and do workation over there.
Oh, nice. So, well, that's good.
Yeah. I'm going to explore our country a little bit, which is one thing that's come out of this pandemic, is a chance to explore our own country. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Yeah. And I think, the two of us, you did a lot of exploring of the country before.
Yeah, for sure.
But I mostly headed out. Like, so now, it is kind of this, okay, well, let's see, what can we do here? Yeah, there's a lot.
For sure. There's a lot. So what are we getting into today, Michelle? What are we talking about?
Okay, well, I'm really excited for this episode. So this is a follow-up on episode 1576, which was how to understand a fast technical explanation in English. And guys, this was a conversation about our conversation and coffee program. Yeah. And we had a whole episode where we had a clip. And in this episode, we were talking about recycling and composting. And Lindsay, you came up with this great idea because one of the things that came up was this idea of rephrasing and rewording to show that you understand. So guys, listen to 1576 to definitely hear more, get the whole clip, and hear more about what we're talking about. So today we're going to get really deep into this as far as speaking goes as well.
Definitely. This is such a connection skill, Michelle, because to be able to, first of all, show that you understood is huge. People want to be understood, right? And when you can show that and you can bring it back to them, they know that you're right there with them in that conversation.
Especially, I mean, if somebody's putting time into explaining something, yes. right? So especially we were talking about, technical explanations. If somebody's taking the time to do that, you want to yes. really be on the other end. And either if you don't understand, ask more or mm-hmm. show that you understand, right? So it's very important to really also for you to double check that you have the right information, right?
Yeah, especially if it is long-winded and technical, like you said, that kind of situation, we need to make sure we keep up. Keep up.
Definitely. All right, cool. Definitely. I mean, you can say things like, I get it or I see, but this doesn't necessarily help you out. We want to give you the tools to help, to also give you a little bit of an extra hand in showing, okay, I just want to make sure that I understand. Yeah. Okay. And instead of saying, is it this or that? Right now we have a lot of different ways to do it.
So this is just as much for you as for the other person, right? As for the connection, it's for your own understanding to have a better conversation a few minutes later. Right.
So this is like really a double whammy, guys. This is important for everybody. So huge connection skill. So let's talk about it. So you were explaining composting or recycling and how it links to how you want to have this healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
And here is where I rephrased and reworded. So I said, so were you just kind of encouraged? Were you like, if I have to compost more, and then you were like, I want to do it more and I'll be healthy. Yes. So
it's sort of
it sounds so funny context. Just to read it, like it's a play.
Definitely. It is weird. Guys, go back to 1576 to listen to that episode to get more details on what we're talking about here. But what you did here, Michelle, is you chimed in to check to make sure that you are on the same mind track as I was when I was explaining that kind of, right?
Exactly. And it also showed that I was interested.
Yes.
Right. Instead of just, that's what it is, right? It showed that I was interested. It showed that I understood, or you could have said, and this could be a follow-up episode, you could have said, no, it's really this, right? So maybe, we should do a follow-up on how to, if somebody is giving you one of the answers, how to say, no, I actually meant this.
Yes, that would be great. That'd be another great episode. Let's write that down as an idea. I love it.
And it also showed that I wanted to hear more, right? Because I was asking you, I said, yeah, right? And it just kind of, I don't know, it showed that I was intrigued.
Yes, so good. And so how did you do it, Michelle? What exactly technically did you do here?
So I asked a question. I mean, mm-hmm. it kind of seems like a worded in a little bit of a strange way, but it really was a question.
Yeah.
And I in my question, I was applying daily life, right? I put it into context. So yes. I was trying to say, so you felt this way. So you gave the technical explanation. And then I said, so this is how you felt. And this is how it applied to your life.
Yes, I love that. And again, maybe we should repeat again what you said, Michelle, just so that they can kind of catch up.
Okay. It's embarrassing. Okay. So I said, all right, I'll try and put on my best Michelle imitation. Okay. So were you just kind of encouraged? Were you like, if I have to compost more? And then you were like, I want to do it more and I'll be healthy. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're kind of taking an extra step. Like I can tell because you were talking to me because I was trying to explain. I could tell that you really cared about understanding. So that's huge.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. So guys, today we're going to talk about more ways to do this, how you can show someone that you understand and prove to yourself, right? So that two-way street, I guess I can call it, that you understood correctly. So all of this is generally about the idea of rephrasing what you understood in different ways. So
yes.
We're going to talk about how to do that.
Exciting. Understanding is a two-way street. I like that. That's a good little soundbite.
That sounds like a good title.
Good soundbite. I love it. So good. Okay, yeah. Michelle, so then what do we need to know to understand how to do this?
Okay, good. So, right. So, I mean, the general ones I mentioned a little bit, saying things like, I get it, I see, or gotcha. Mm. So you can put those first, and then you can add some more. So, and sometimes we use a question intonation, but sometimes, because I guess I said, oh, mine was kind of a question, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's more of a statement to sound confident and show you understand, right? So,
for sure.
I mean, so what's one thing you can do, Lindsay?
Okay, so this expression, say, you know, this idea of kind of, so for example, giving an example. So yeah. You're kind of throwing out an example to make sure you understand. And you say, so for example, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Should we do a little role play on that?
Yeah, let's show our listeners a role play. Here we go.
Okay.
Don't forget that the quickest way to evaluate your English level right now is to get your fluency score with our simple 2-minute quiz. So go over to allearsenglish.com/fluency score to start your quiz. allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, so that's why all-around commute times are totally different depending on the city.
Gotcha. So, for example, New York's trains are busier than the trains in D.C., and that leads to different commute times.
Definitely. Okay. You got it.
Okay, so I'm, like, extending what you're saying, and we're working together to build kind of an argument here, right?
Exactly. I made that up. I have no idea. all of these are made up technical explanations, guys. But yeah, exactly. So that's kind of one strategy, this idea of giving an example. So give an example to show you understand.
Yes. So good. So that's the first one. And then there's another thing we can say and do.
For giving examples. So the second one is, okay, so it's basically... it's kind of an example, but not necessarily.
I would call this like boiling it down.
Let's say boiling it down. Okay, that's the boiling it down category.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's basically, right? All right, here we go. Michelle, let's show an example. Lifestyle will help people function in such better ways.
Okay, so it's basically healthy lifestyle, good sleep, and me time.
That's right. Okay. Very nice. So yeah, so boiling it down to its essential parts of the argument of what you're trying to say.
Exactly. And then the next thing is asking questions or making statements in context. So for example, blank leads X to do Y. You're saying, so this thing leads, right? So let's give an example.
Okay. And that's why there's been such a fluctuation in the sales.
Okay. I see. So the clients lead their friends to more information.
Right. Okay. So blank leads X to do Y. That's very high level. Feels like it would be useful in the business world.
Yeah. So you're saying, this is kind of connecting things as well.
Yes, I would say so. Yeah, so blank leads X to do Y. So you're showing the cause and effect in a way.
Exactly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, let's do another one.
Okay, compare or contrast. Here's an example. So this is the same as, or this is different from, or this is similar to X. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. This is another way that you can test your understanding. All right. Mm-hmm. So let's put this into a role play. Okay. So you would press the blue button after you've gone through the whole list twice.
I understand. So this is the same as what we do in the JazzUp software.
Exactly.
Yeah. So this could be useful, guys, in some kind of a training. If you're being trained for your job and you want to, you see a connection and you want to make sure that connection is true and correct, you can use this. Okay.
Right. You see a parallel. Right. Exactly. Or if you are the one doing the explaining, you know, mm-hmm. always just saying, okay, this is like this, right? This compare and contrast.
Yeah. Well, wow, Michelle, we have a lot of these here. A lot of our listeners are getting a lot of great vocabulary.
I know. I didn't realize how many I have. We could do a follow-up or should we keep it going?
Maybe let's do one more and then we'll wrap it up. What do you think?
Let's do one more. I agree. So the last one we're going to do for today is to ask a new but connected question to lead to further conversation.
Okay.
Okay. So one expression you could use is, I see. So in the future, right? So you're kind of using a connection.
Yeah, you're projecting something into the future. Here we go. So the consumption of meat has been completely different over the past 10 months.
I see. So in the future, it will continue to fluctuate.
I think so. Okay, good. Okay. So you've learned something and now you're saying, what does this mean in your mind for the next step, for the future?
Right.
So good. Wow. This is very high level.
Yeah, guys. I mean, this is very, very important stuff, right? So when someone is giving you some sort of explanation, to make it that two-way street, because instead of saying, I'm not exactly sure, is this what it means? This is a kind of a confident way to secretly be checking, if you understand.
Yes, right. We don't have to just say, did you say this or did you mean this? There's a lot of very articulate and confident ways, like you said, Michelle, to check your understanding, but also further the connection and intellectual discussion. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. So instead of that just sounding, oh, I don't know, right? This,
yeah.
If you think you have an idea, just put it out there. Use one of these strategies, put it out there. And then if you're wrong, the person will say it and that's fine. So of course, it's also okay to do it the other way, but this is kind of, I don't know. I feel like you're projecting a little bit more confidence.
It's smart. I think I do this a lot, actually, in a way, because it's kind of a way, it is a way of not looking like you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Making sure you don't, if you're confused, that you don't show that and you get that clarification and then you move on. Like you don't stop the whole conversation and say, what? I don't get it. Or, you know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. So it's just a different way, like a more confident way to check for understanding. And the worst that happens is they tell you, oh no, actually it's this. And then, okay, that's fine. Like, that's not a big deal. Just if you think you have any idea what they're talking about, try one of these strategies, put it out there, and let them tell you if that's correct or not.
Yeah, true. Although sometimes, a lot of times I notice that people just say yeah, or they say exactly when you're not right nowadays. You know what I mean? When they respond to you, yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally. Right. But you're not necessarily correct. That's the only problem. But that's another episode for another day, Michelle, I think.
Yeah. You can solve that problem later.
So,
that's an interesting point.
Michelle, before we finish up today, where can our listeners go to find out their fluency score?
Guys, go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. There you can take a short quiz and you will really get your base fluency level. So you know where are you right now, and then you can get resources that are directly for you, perfect for you and your level.
Exactly. You have to know where you're starting to know how to get to where you want to go. That's the key. So guys, today has been a really good way for you, a very high level, smart sounding way for you to clarify, make sure you understand what you're hearing and continue that conversation. Don't stop the conversation and draw a lot of attention to yourself if you're not quite sure. This is a way to do it and keep it going. Okay. Yeah. Very smart.
Exactly. Well, this was fun. Yeah. Rephrase. You don't have to necessarily summarize, use these different techniques. Show you're interested, prove you understand. So try these out in the next time, you know, in your next conversation where someone's giving you an explanation.
Excellent. Sounds good, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out today.
Thanks, talk Lindsay. To you soon. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.